Yeah, Pod98WBEG, Marvin Sapp, I came.
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Turn me up some.
And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up.
Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Hi, this is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag no leezy mad. Hashtag N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y-M-A-D on my Instagram page. At no leezy. N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y. Going to hit the hashtag and see what I've been mad about. Right about now, though, No Leezy Mad is being brought to you by Level Up and Learn. That's by your girl, Nikki. You know she's collecting books for school-age kids K through the fourth grade. And you can drop books off here at Power98FM.com. You know, so if you got any books for grade levels K through the fourth grade, make sure you drop them by the studio for Nikki's Level Up and Learn book drive. Power 98FM is located at 1520 South Boulevard. All right, today I am mad at an Instagram wannabe, an Instagram clout chaser, an Instagram do anything for clouter is what I'm going to call her, Julia Slonska. Julia Slonska was, yeah, exactly, was out in Poland. She was out in Poland, and she was seen filming herself defacing a 200-year-old statue. So she took a little Instagram clip. She went up to the statue, and she knocked the statue's nose off with a hammer. And she made a post saying, well, I did it to get my followers up. She only had 6,000 followers. She wants to be Instagram famous. So she thought by defacing this 200-year-old statue in Poland that, you know, it would get her some likes and help her go viral. But people in Poland are saying, off with your head. They want her arrested, and they think she should do some jail time for defacing the statue. What do you think, Burby?
Good.
I think she should, too.
She should.
I mean, because some of these statues are, you know, they're monuments. That's just like somebody coming over here and defacing the Statue of Liberty or defacing the Lincoln Memorial or one of Martin Luther King statues.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh, man. Off with your head. That's got to be a crime. It's got to be a crime.
I can't stand these kids today, boy.
Julia Slonska. She said she wanted to be Instagram famous and she wants to go viral. So she had 6,000
immediately.
Yeah, and then she can be famous from jail.
Oh, she could be famous. All right. All right. I don't think she's famous.
Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag no leezy mad. Hashtag N O L E E Z Y M A D on my Instagram page.
I'm trending,
boy. Yep.
I can smell the money.
Yep. Trending topic two of the day being brought to you by the Days of the Summer Cruise. Boy, you still got a chance to get on the cruise to the Bahamas by being brought to you by Swift Kick Wipes. You don't want to miss it out, man. Log on to Power98FM.com so you can find out how you can catch Post Malone, Cardi B, DaBaby, Waka Flocka, along with DJ Khaled. Man, check it out right now at Power98FM.com. All right, trending topics this morning. We're going to start out with some sports, boy. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. They gave Chef Curry the pot. They went into the fourth quarter down by 8. Portland was on a roll, and then all of a sudden, that light-skinned chef woke up, and it was over. Chef Curry, he put up a triple-double last night, right, Burt?
He did. He did. It's only his second career playoff triple-double.
Along with Draymond Green. And Steph is averaging like 36 and a half points in the playoffs.
Hey, they look like them Warriors before KD. Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
They look scary.
And now they're going to get some rest just in time for the finals as the Golden State Warriors enters their fifth straight NBA finals. So, and they'll get some rest and possibly get KD and Boogie back for the finals, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Andre Iguodala will be back, so.
Yeah, because he was out last night, too.
Yeah, he was out last night, too. Mm-hmm. And they still won.
Right.
That's great coaching.
That's great coaching. They got a great team, man. Yeah. You can't deny the team that they got.
It's a great unit when everybody buys into the concept.
Yeah.
So you can see that in the way that they're playing. All right, man. I got some sad news, too, coming out of Greenville, South Carolina. Jermaine Jermaine Presley actually shot and killed his own daughter by what police are saying is an accident. They said his daughter was trying to enter into their home during the late night hours, and Jermaine thought that she was an intruder trying to break in, and he fired two shots through the front door, killing his own daughter, Deja Presley. That's crazy.
I don't know. I got mixed feelings about the guy. I mean, it's sad. Everything that you just said is sad, but that man, I don't know. It just reminds me of people that I know who are so scared of everything. It seems like it's just one of those nervous people. Who he heard something in his house? Maybe I don't know.
I don't think that was the case.
I don't know.
It was something else
because I know people like that, and I say all the time.
What you're saying, but there's more to this story and more to this case because Jermaine was actually arrested for having cocaine and heroin in the house.
So he was high,
according to reports. No, they arrested him with the intent to distribute and sell cocaine and heroin.
So he probably thought the stick up boys was coming.
That's what they're saying. That's what police are saying in their reports.
I take back everything I just said.
Okay. All right. Last but not least, speaking of shootings, man, that story coming out of Florida about NBA YoungBoy, you know, during the Rolling Loud Festival, somebody did a drive-by on NBA YoungBoy. Mm. His security fired back, shooting and killing a man who was working across the street. He had just got off his job from Hertz. Rent a car, and he was shot and killed by the return fire from NBA YoungBoy security, which his whole security team are allowed to carry firearms. They are legally allowed to carry firearms. Mm-hmm. But NBA YoungBoy made a statement to his lawyer saying that he's distraught by the whole incident. He wished it never would have happened. And he said, he actually said at the end of the statement, he wished they would have got him and not the man because that man was an innocent bystander. So. Mm. Statement from NBA YoungBoy coming out of that shooting from the Rolling Loud Festival. All right, that's what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up, Burpee's got his thoughts around 6:55. Burpee, what you thinking about this morning?
I don't like kids that much.
You too?
Yeah.
Okay. No Limit Larry. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today in the Queen City is going to be right near 89, 68 degrees right now. It's that Cardi B money. And, of course, you know right about this time, it is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
What you thinking about today, Burpee?
All right, Larry. Well, I don't like other people's kids like that, Larry.
Me neither.
I just realized that. I do not like other people's children. You ever notice how you see somebody child in public acting up, throwing a fit, screaming, hollering in the store, running all around, rolling all around on the ground? And you what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Say to yourself, I wish my babies would act that way. And then your goof ass take all your kids to Walmart and they start doing the exact same thing that you saw the other kids doing. You done talked all that mess. Daddy, I want this. Daddy, I want that. Daddy, can I have this? What's the first thing you say? Y'all come over here. Y'all embarrassing me. Y'all stop doing that. Y'all is embarrassing me. You can't whoop your kids no more. You got an executive decision to make now, Larry. You have an executive decision to make. If you whoop your kids, somebody going to record it and something is going to happen to you. Or you could just grab the kids and be like, we got to get out of this stuff. Come on, get out of here. And you physically abuse them in the car.
Yep. Physically abuse.
That's what people call it. We call it discipline in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like teachers should be able to whoop kids. I'm talking 5th through 12th grade. Whoop them kids. Old school, if they get to fighting, you take their pants off and take your belt off and whoop their ass in the middle of the school kind of whooping, man. Mm. Oh, this is what you're going to do? And talk to them like it's your mama giving you a whooping. Didn't I tell you not to sell weed in the school? And that's a 12th grader. It could be a 9th grader. It depends on what school you go to.
Kids might whoop you back.
If you go to Eastside High, ain't no kid going to whoop me back. I couldn't work at a daycare, Larry. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it because certain things make me throw up a little bit. And I'm not going to wipe your kid all the way. I'm not going to wipe your kid. I'm not going to wipe your kid all the way off. I'm not going to do it. And if your little baby, if your babies can walk, they shouldn't be using the bathroom on themselves. That's how I feel about little kids. I'm not going to clean your baby up all the way. I'm going to just let their little ass air out. That's all I'm going to do. That's it. You're going to walk around with that good natural air on your ass, and you're going to have some dried up crumbs on you somewhere. I'm the type to call another teacher down in my classroom. Hey, Jarvis done doodled on himself again.
And those are very thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought? 5.8 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. The Baby 21 right there. Be home June 1st. Live at the Fillmore. I think it's sold out. I ain't checked last. I didn't do my last check, but last time I did check, it was about 25 tickets left, so I'm assuming it's sold out now. All right, man, let's go do it right now. You know what time it is, man. We're about to let y'all shine. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Boy, we about to let somebody shine right now. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Ms. Little? You let shine?
I like to light the shine on my twin sisters, Linda and Brenda. Turning 55 today. Happy birthday, you guys. Coming from your sister, Sarah, in the small town of Morven, North Carolina.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
My daddy, Sean Barkley. Through everything we going through, he's still being a great father. Shout out to my daddy!
That's what's up. And I know your daddy, man. Your dad is a great dude, man. So big shout out to him. Shout out to her daddy! That's my homeboy. Grew up together. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
What's up? Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. I want to let myself shine.
Okay, we're going.
I turned 39 today, so happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you, whoever you will.
LaTanja.
Oh, there you go.
Let's go shine, baby. Power 98, good morning.
Like
who you letting
light shine on? My son, Elijah White. Baby, I love you. Just know mommy is proud of you. It's EOG time. You can do this. And baby, sixth grade is... sky's the limit.
Sky,
I love you.
Sky's the limit, baby. Don't cut me off. Power 98, good morning. Who you want to shine, though?
I want to let my daughter Faith Moore shine out for being so beautiful at the North Mech prom that was held at the NASCAR Hall of Fame on Friday night.
Man, them proms, boy, they was lit this weekend. They was lit. One more time, man. Big shout out to Philip O'Bear prom and big shout out to Rocky River. We invaded those proms over the weekend for our prom crashes. Shout out to them. And the Conqueror had their prom over the weekend, too. So shout out to them, too.
Shout out to all them prom people.
Did you go to prom?
Yeah, I went to 5 proms.
Oh, you was a gigolo.
Come on, man.
You was a little gigolo.
I did my little thing.
5 Live Burpee was a gigolo in high school.
You know what I'm saying? I did my little thing.
Who you went with, though?
Let me see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Eli.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Hey, nosy folk and them. What's happening? It's your boy Burpee. I'm doing Nosy Neighbor News for Jessica today. All right, let's get it started. Rihanna, she's in the news because, ladies and gentlemen, she's been doing a lot. She has her makeup line out, but she has not forgotten about her music. She said her next album will be a reggae album. But when asked will she collaborate with Drake, she said, not anytime soon. He's not going to be on that album as of right now. They asked her about the album name also, and she said that they're just going to go with the name R9, thanks to the Navy. A lot of people have been calling, have been haunting her with that. These are her words. She said, R9, that's what they're going with right now. There's no confirmed release date for that album. All right, Ciara. She's also making big news. She did something huge. She got accepted into Harvard's Business of Entertainment, Media, and Sports program. That program teaches students to develop and execute more effective business strategies. To me, sounds like she might be trying to become either Russell's agent or maybe going in that direction. That's just speculation. I don't know. We'll see. But huge congrats to Ciara for doing that. All right, Lil Nas X fans. But they mad at him again. First, they didn't want him to be in the country Billboard, the charts. Now, people are upset because he has signed and he's doing a collaboration with Wrangler. They're upset. They think Wrangler is just for country music singers. There was a fan who was upset and they said, Wrangler is just for country singers. Why would you downgrade Wrangler by subjecting Wrangler to rap music? Really? Really? Wrangler responded by saying, we appreciate your feedback, but since 1947, we offer jeans on a variety of wears and wearing occasions. Our Western heritage and offering quality product for all wearers will always be the very heart of our brand. Classy clapback by Wrangler.
You know what Wrangler was saying to them?
Hit it.
Shut your dumb ass up.
All right. And last but not least, the story coming out of L.A., Nipsey Hussle's baby mother, she was in a custody battle. She's saying that she has not seen their daughter since the funeral. But in the midst of this custody battle between Nipsey's sister and herself, she was arrested. She was arrested for an old DUI case where she did not appear in court. And so this doesn't look too good. The siblings were saying that she's not a stable mother. And being that you just got arrested for an old DUI case, kind of proves their point, man.
Oh, God, no.
Happy birthday to Biggie, Mr. T, I pity the fool, and Brandy Maxill from Basketball Wives LA. That's your Nosy Neighbor News and them.
Yep, it's known to be Larry in the Morning Madhouse. This morning, we are talking about kicking your kids out the house. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about who. So I was on Facebook the other week and they was talking about, you know, do you put your kids out at 18? Are your kids really prepared to go out in the world at 18? And we need to stop putting our kids out at 18. So, Madhouse Nation, your 740 question of the morning. You can leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. Your question is, what is a good reason to put your kid out the house? What is a good reason to put your kid out the house? Wow. If they're 18 or over, what is a good reason to put them out?
If they're 18
or over. Yeah, not just peer. I'm just saying. If they're 18 or over, what is a good reason to put your kid out the house?
I got girls that live with me.
So it's tough to put a girl out, huh? Yeah. For a daddy.
I can't tell my baby mama to put our son out because they over there.
But do you ever think you...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Put one of your girls out the house. It's got to be something that would drive you to put them out.
I don't think I would, but I think my wife would.
Yes.
She would. for whatever reason. They probably used her makeup or something. Any reason.
She's nah, like, not like that.
I don't know. Like, if they got arrested or something, I don't know. Drugs, I don't know.
They on the run.
Drugs would definitely be one to get
yeah.
out. Drugs in my drugs in my house ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
Other than that, shut up, lad. It don't.
Exactly.
That don't count.
Yeah, that don't count.
Because it's being legalized everywhere.
But it's not legal in my house. Shock, what you got? DJ Shock, our producer in the building. What's a good reason to keep your kid out the house at over the age 18 of?
He got 4 ounces of bud in his room trying to hide it.
That's it? That's the only reason? That's the only reason?
Really, it happened to me. And, and that's when I moved in with my cousin at the age of 10 to age of 17.
Yeah, 4 ounces?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, what was you doing with 4 ounces?
You know what he was doing with 4 ounces, Burpee. Why'd you ask you that question?
Not that one time.
Yeah, huge. He was chopping it up.
You said, well, I guess I have some for later.
The intent to distribute and sell.
Jesus, 4 ounces?
I think, you know, if they become overly disrespectful, and if you have set forth rules in your house and they constantly, continually disrespect the rules of your house, then yeah, they got to go.
Yeah.
I definitely think that. You know what I mean? And
I think it's different for boys and girls.
I think for any child, male or female, if they constantly disrespect the rules of your house and they're over the age of 18 or 18 or older and they're able to go out and do their own thing, then you got to show them. Because, you know what I mean? Because society is not going to keep playing with you. You know what I mean? Yeah. The law ain't going to keep telling you, look, you break the law, you're not going to go to jail. They're not going to keep giving you that many chances.
Yeah.
You got to set a standard and say, listen, either you're going to abide by these rules or you're going to abide by them rules. But at some point in your life, you're going to have to abide by some rules.
You going to tell that to Ryan?
You damn right. You're going to have to abide by some rules. And Landon, too. Yeah, you're going to have to abide by some rules.
I say that now. I ain't even gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie. It'd be tough for me to kick a girl out.
Right.
But.
My babies, I'm not kicking my babies out.
But, I mean, but because either you're gonna abide by these rules or you're gonna abide by them rules in the 4th Street matches and they rules, you're gonna abide by their rules.
My baby might sniff some powder in my face. I'll be like, you know what? We're gonna send you to rehab.
You gonna sniff it with
him? Nah, hell no. I ain't gonna do that.
Hey, man, leave your comment on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Good reason to put your child out the house if they're 18 over. It is. Charlotte's Plug is 5 out of 8.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.